Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, everyone. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, we're a little late today. Sorry about that. Computer problems. Yep, and they always seem to happen on a Monday, too, don't they? Anyways, it's all working smoothly now. Let's get this show done while it still is. It's the 24th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we start off with a story that actually occurred on Friday, and it has to do with Apple and WordPress. By now, you've probably heard about it. You know, Apple actually said to WordPress, yeah, you gotta monetize your free app. Meaning they were basically forcing them to sell premium plans and custom domain names just so Apple could get its traditional 30% cut. Well, because of this, a lot of people, got pretty ticked off. And also because of this, Apple's saying, okay, yeah, we're gonna back off now. The full statement actually from Apple says, we believe the issue with WordPress app has been resolved. Since the developer removed the display of their service payment options for the app, it is now a free standalone app and does not have to offer in-app purchases. We have informed the developer and apologized for any confusion that we may have caused. Yeah, funny enough, Apple still ain't taking the blame for this one either. They're saying, the developer did the right thing. Come on, fess up, Apple. We all know what you did. Google Drive users, you might want to pay attention to this one. Looks like there was a way for hackers to trick you into installing some rogue code. At least according to the folks over there at the Hacker News. That's because Google Drive reportedly doesn't check to see if a file is of the same type, or even enforce the same extension. Meaning your online preview, it wouldn't raise any alarms. Now, not saying you have installed any hackerware from somebody, it's just possible. And actually, Google has been notified about the issue. But unfortunately, as of today, it's still unpatched. And being the fact that it still remains unpatched, as you probably guessed, Google, they can't be reached for comment. Anyways, the flaw in the Drive's managed versions that lets hackers swap a legitimate file with malware, you might just want to be on the lookout for that currently, and make sure the file that you're getting or have gotten already is from a source you can trust. Windows 10 users, have you got some apps there on your Samsung phone that you want to run from your Windows 10 platform? Well, that's right. Soon you'll be able to have access to your phone's apps right there on your Windows PC. That is, of course, if it's running at least Windows 10. This is all part of a new update that Microsoft is rolling out to Windows 10 for your phone update for Samsung users, giving the ability to run mobile apps on your desktop. You might remember this. Samsung actually promised this at the Galaxy Note 20 event. Most people thought, pretty handy. You won't have to reach for your handset to actually work on your mobile and do social networking and all that stuff. Now you can just sit there all day long staring at your Windows desktop screen. Now apps will actually run in a separate window to allow for multitasking, and you can actually pin them to your start menu or even taskbar. That way you can get to them right then and there. As for when the update will be officially live for everybody, we're still waiting for confirmation on that. And also anybody out there that says, hey, well, I'm on an iPhone. Are we going to get this too? I just got to laugh about that one. And finally, we got to be secret about this one because nobody's supposed to know about it because it involves the U.S. Department of Energy and Apple. Apparently, Apple developed a special iPod. Yes, you heard that correctly. iPod. That only 4 people knew about. Well, now we all know about it. So, gotta keep this on the down low. Yes, apparently the Department of Energy in the U.S. was looking to add a custom hardware to an Apple iPod so they could covertly record data from that hardware to the iPod's disk. Now, of course, this seems to be highly confidential, so therefore we don't really know what the secret iPod was actually intended for. All we know is 2 men actually set up the development tools for this thing. They actually built a copy of an operating system from the source code from Apple and then loaded it onto the special iPod. Any info past that, apparently we're not supposed to know about, and if we did, they'd probably have to kill us. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the wonderful BTN podcasts over there and support the new show over there, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. It's because of your donations is the reason why we can keep doing the new show for you. So if you don't want the new show to go away and you can't support us, it would be very greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Check out the British Tech Network on Facebook too at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on those Twitters at British British Tech and join our community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.